Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. So today we're talking about challenging behavior and getting those students with challenging behavior back to being engaged in your class. Now, can you really get them back? Is it really possible? Well, of course, I say yes. So today you'll learn a few ways that you can do that. And before we get started, please leave a review on Apple Podcast so that others can get this content as well and share with anybody that you know that may benefit as well. Also, I want to encourage you to sign up for the Transform Your Student Behavior Workshop, and it's going to be March 12th through the 14th. I'm going to do it in the evening again and see how that works, because I know during the day you guys have crazy schedules, just as I do work also during the day. But this is going to give you some other proactive steps for you to take to transform your students' behavior. And that is engaging your core behavior strategies, strengthening your trauma-informed care, and fostering those strong student connections. Those all working together make a difference in transforming your students' behavior so that they are engaged and ready to learn in your class. So check out the show notes and you'll find the sign-up link there. Now, I think of a couple students, not that I haven't worked with more than a couple students who have had challenging behavior, but one I want to share who has been really successful in getting back in his class and engaging. He came to our school from a different school with a plethora of behaviors. And so it has taken a while to get him up to speed with the expectations that he has in his classroom. And he would start out with us, we'd do our check-in, then we would go with him to his gen ed class. And he started learning that he can stay in class, he can engage, and granted, he had a great teacher who also encouraged him and got him engaged, but to know that we were proactive in teaching him strategies and coping strategies, behavior strategies when he got frustrated, angry, upset, you know, what could he do besides, of course, you know, explode, take it out on his peers, walk out of the room. And so right now, he is in his class probably 90% of the time now. Like, he has done so amazing, and it is so great to see the growth and the way that he has learned himself, becoming more self-aware and being able to self-advocate so that he's like, you know what, I need a break. Or can I go get a snack? Or I just need to sit for a minute. Or can I just read? You know, these are the little things that he has learned that helps to calm him down, that helps to give him a refocus time. And then he's right back to learning and engaging. And the teacher, she does. She invites him back in. She asks him questions. and he always has the answer, and he loves being able to engage because, you know, he loves talking. So it's really great to see that growth in him. Where another one of our students, I feel, has really kind of regressed. And now he has a different kind of dynamics going on with some family situation and some kind of teacher personality clashes. And so for a while, like, he really did great in class and he was engaged, he was doing his work. And again, because of family dynamics and things going on there, he struggled for a while, and then unfortunately, he didn't always get positive feedback, encouragement when he went back to the classroom, and now he'd rather be with us in our class. I mean, doing the same work, but he's really gotten more of a disconnect there to where he doesn't want to engage because he's constantly, I wouldn't say picked on, but she, the teacher, I think just sometimes just gets frustrated, which I get, but they feel that. Your students feel that, and he feels that, and so he just doesn't want to be in there anymore, you know? And so we've been trying to kind of work through that because, of course, gen ed class is where he really needs to be. And so it's kind of learning those coping skills because, of course, we know, like, we're not going to get along with everybody. We're not going to like all of our teachers or all of our peers. And so we have to learn how to be able to deal with that and still be successful and still do what needs to be done, but facing that situation. And so it's very interesting to see the different dynamics even of our students and how they have grown and some have kind of regressed. And again, you know, there are other factors to that as well. But I want to encourage you because our one student, he's doing great. So challenging behavior really interrupts your students' learning. So, and really the challenging behavior could be because of, like I said, home situation, a friend situation, some learning struggles, you know, and sometimes it's all of these combined at times, or sometimes they're hungry and they don't know how to say that sometimes. Other times they just want to eat nonstop and you're like, dude, like, we just had, you know, recess and snack time outside, or, you know, it's 15 minutes until lunchtime. Like, you're just going to have to hold on. And, you know, kind of all of these things sometimes just come together at once. And now you have this eruption of challenging behavior disrupting your whole class. And so I just want to give a few ways that may be able to help you and that I have used to help with our students. And so one is giving them that time to refocus. Now, again, by this time, you know, you probably know your students pretty well, and you can probably sense, you know, that Johnny over here is really struggling right now, or you can tell, like, something is going to erupt over there. You know, maybe you can step in and kind of guide them or her to your refocus corner or your calm corner, or maybe just step in, you know, aside and just talking with that student for a second. Or just saying, hey, do you need a break? I can call whoever to come, you know, help take you for a break. Whatever it is, whatever strategies you have set up in your classroom that will help that student refocus and be able to come back and be ready to learn So sometimes just giving them that space. I know at times I've just been like, what do you need? You know, do you need a minute before we talk? Do you need a minute before we can, you know, process what happened or your reaction? And most of the time they will say yes. And sometimes it's just a nod. But I want to respect that because I've asked them that question. And if that's not working, or, you know, obviously to talk at that point, then I need to honor that and give them that. And really, they will get up and come talk, or they'll say, you know what, I'm ready to talk. And then you can kind of process what happened or what else needs to happen next time. So another way that you can help your challenging behavior of your student is take time to reconnect. So once they've come back, they're refocused, that time may not be the correct time for you to reconnect and just say, hey, what happened back there? Or what made you so upset? Or, you know, did somebody do something? Whatever it was. But be able to just, you know, and obviously it doesn't have to be this hour-long conversation. You know, it could be on your way to recess or on your way to lunch and just say, hey, can I just ask you, you know, what happened over there? And how can I help you next time? Or, you know, do they need suggestions? So instead, they don't want to go to the quiet corner. What else could they do? Could they get out their journal, maybe? Could they get out a piece of paper and draw? What would help that student refocus, calm down, refocus? So asking those questions, getting a chance to reconnect and see what they could do better next time. And then the last idea for you would be just inviting them back in. So like I said, our one student who sometimes has some challenging behavior, you know, the teacher doesn't rehash everything. Once that student is back in the class and at his desk, you know, she's just right on, okay, what's the next question? Or can you read that? Or what do you think that answer is? So just inviting them back into the class, that kind of motivates them to be engaged. Because sometimes even when they do come in and they are calm, they're not always going to raise their hand to answer a question. So I know there's lots of different ways. I've seen teachers, you know, randomly call on people and use like sticks with the kids' names and just randomly pull one or just randomly choose. You know, of course, the one that I dreaded when I was in school was, you know, of course, I'm avoiding eye contact because I never liked talking in class. And sure enough, they would always call on me because they knew I was trying to avoid it. But, you know, just getting that student back and asking those questions, getting them back engaged. So again, a few ways that you can help your students' challenging behavior and get them back engaged are giving them time to refocus, a calm down corner, fidgets, drawing, a break, whatever it is that you know your student likes and needs to get them back to refocus. Number two would be taking that time to reconnect, asking those questions like what happened, what can we do next time? You know, all of those things to get them, again, being proactive, advocating for themselves on what can help them. And then number three, inviting them back in, asking those questions. They're back at their desk. They're ready to learn. Ask those questions and get them back engaged. And you will find that soon some of their challenging behaviors will get less and less. Because honestly, we know challenging behavior is not going anywhere. Like your students are still going to struggle because, like I said, there's a lot, sometimes lots of other factors going on behind the scenes that we don't always see, we don't always know. But when they're in class, reminding them again, like, why are you here? Even though sometimes, of course, we know they don't want to be there, you want them to succeed. And you know they can succeed, but just giving them the tools that they need, the resources they need, and being able to show them that they can advocate for themselves. And it's them growing and becoming more self-aware on what they need that will help them become more engaged and ready to learn in your class. And so I want to leave you with this quote from Elizabeth F. Barclay, and it's, student engagement is the product of motivation and active learning. It is a product rather than a sum, because it will not occur if either element is missing. So you've got to have that motivation and active learning. And I know for the most part, you guys are doing amazing. You are doing 1,000% to get your students engaged, and keep it up. Like, your students need you to keep challenging them, to keep motivating them so that they will be great learners and successful, not only in your class, but in life. So thanks again for listening, and I will see you next week. Also, another reminder, sign up for the free Transform Your Student Behavior Workshop, March 12th through the 14th. That sign up link is in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you there.